Allentown was the first school district in the state to go virtual last year. Neighboring districts have returned to classroom learning, but ASD Superintendent Thomas Parker says that with 17,000, mostly low-income students, Allentown needs to be extra cautious.
When we look at the makeup and complexity of our community, even the way that our houses are constructed in the community, where families are living closer together, community spread happens in multiple places in multiple spaces.
But some parents are upset. They say electronic devices and apps don't always work, and they worry about their kids' mental health. Local parent Jessica Ortiz told the school board that she watches her daughter's classes, and kids aren't learning.
All I hear all day long, so-and-so sit up, or so-and-so pay attention, so-and-so get out from under the covers or from under the bed, or turn your camera on. This is not teaching.
But other families say they don't feel it safe yet. Lisa Conover is a parent who also sits on the school board. She's experienced the devastating effects of COVID in the community firsthand.
I buried three aunts, an uncle, and a best friend and her husband. And I can't say this enough. You know, we're just trying to keep our kids safe. We're not afraid. We're not trying to not educate them.
The school district is currently working on a hybrid plan and upgrading 100-year-old buildings with new heating and cooling systems. Officials are hopeful students can return to class in mid-April. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.